the National Cancer Institute, and the American College of Radiology Imaging Network have launched a new study to determine if screening people with either spiral CT or chest X-ray before they have symptoms can reduce deaths from lung cancer. The National Lung Cancer Screening Trial will enroll 50,000 current or former smokers and will take place at 30 sites throughout the United States. Study participants will be randomly assigned to receive either a chest X-ray or a spiral CT once a year for 3 years. Researchers will continue to contact participants annually to monitor their health until 2009. Dr. John Gohagan of the National Cancer Institute's Division of Cancer Prevention explains why researchers are conducting this study.
Most people at this point, I think, would expect that spiral CT would be more effective than chest X-ray as a screening tool. And that would be the case if all we were doing was looking for lung lesions, because that's been proven. Chest X-ray doesn't find as many lesions, and it doesn't find as many small lesions as does spiral CT. But finding lesions is not the same thing as reducing death rates. There's a big biology component to this. Nobody knows at this point whether finding these lesions and treating them will actually reduce death rates from lung cancer, and so we have to investigate that, and that's why we're studying spiral CT in a randomized controlled trial.
For more information about the trial in English and Spanish, call the National Cancer Institute's Cancer Information Service toll-free Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at 1-800-4-CANCER. That's 1-800-422-6237. The number for callers with TTY equipment is 1-800-332-8615. More information can also be found at www.cancer.gov/NLST. This is Calvin Jackson, the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.